As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a Show Me Showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's a revolution in the air. Be a part of it, and welcome to our Wednesday, July the 22nd, 2009, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming to you Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts, and I've got good news, hard facts, certainly that, and we might even advance some solutions today, but I'm joined once again, but it's been a long time in between, by my very special guest today, Daryl Everhart, an interview that you're not going to want to miss a moment of. We might even be able to talk Daryl into coming back a time or two. He has so much information, but let's get into the broadcast. If you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, then you're definitely in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game, and to be a part of today's broadcast, you can pick up the phone and call now. For those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area, you may call 512-904-8014 and take Oracle on the road if you have unlimited long-distance access, of course, and or to join me live on air. There's a couple of options there at 512-904-8014. And from around America and around the world, you can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065, and your calls are welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at BVLhost, that's Become Vocal Local Host, BVLhost at CenturyTel.net while I'm repairing my website. And for those without internet access listening via any of our affiliate stations and micro-broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Send your letters to me at William Roberts, Post Office Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Again, that's Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. A big shout-out to Liberty Radio, Owensville, Missouri, Micro 1650 AM, Buffalo, New York, 94.3, Elgin, Texas. Thank you, gentlemen, for broadcasting Become Vocal Local to your local listening audiences. The listener call-in number remains 866-841-1065, and, of course, your calls will be welcomed. Precious metals today, crude oil stocks, all those just kind of hanging out in limbo land. We'll go into the market reports in a moment. But I'm going to be joined today by Daryl Everhart for a very close look and a beginning study, hopefully, of Jesuitism and the bloody history of the Papal State. You're not going to want to miss this. We're going to tackle some very tough topics. Of course, we'll take your calls and much, much more. Let's go to those market reports for Wednesday, July the 22nd, 2009. Active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time, but 1 hour ago, gold was trading off $1.20 at $945.70 a troy ounce. Silver was off 12 cents, trading at $13.41 an ounce. Platinum off $7, trading at $1,163 an ounce, and palladium off $2 as well, trading down at $252. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market so far this morning, 944.70 for a low, 950.80 for a high. The London Gold Fix, the boys in London set the price at 945.50, and wouldn't you know it, when I switched on the computer this morning, it was 945.50. So that's the way that works out. In the equities markets, etc., the Dow Jones Industrial Average closed up yesterday 68 points at 8,916. The NASDAQ was up 7 points, trading at 1,916. The S&P 500 was up 4 points at 944. The crude oil market off $1.18 so far this morning for a barrel of light sweet crude, trading at $64.43. The U.S. dollar index up a penny, trading at 78.91, or at least a basis point. We'll continue more on the other side of this first break statement, but we'll be back in three with our guest, Daryl Everhart.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
Are you one of the people who think, I have plenty of time, nothing's ever going to happen bad to me? Do you believe that when your cupboards are bare, our corporate-controlled government will jump right in to feed you and yours? Do you have at least a year's supply of food for your family? This is Kurt, the armchair survivalist, heard on this network. Survival Enterprises sells real food, canned for long-term storage. Beef, chicken, turkey, bacon, butter, cheese, eggs, freeze-dried fruits and vegetables, Mountain House freeze-dried meals, MREs, a full nutritional line, the British Birkfeld water filter, and more. If you want to prepare now, go to beforeitstoolate.us. That's beforeitstoolate.us. Or call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. Or you can put your head in the sand and be just another sheeple in the corporate-controlled flock. But remember, those who don't learn from history are bound to repeat it.
You invest, you buy insurance, you wear your seatbelt, you do things to ensure your family's future and protection. But why? Just in case? With the current state of affairs, ask yourself, am I ready? Preparation starts at SurvivalGearSource.com. SurvivalGearSource.com has a huge selection of vital products, emergency survival kits, gas masks, MREs, products for pet care, your car, home, office, and school. Protect against pandemics, all natural disasters, and terror attacks that can happen at any time. If you're not prepared, the last place you want to be is standing in a FEMA line. Invest in your future now. Visit SurvivalGearSource.com or call 877-231-1925. That's 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. That's SurvivalGearSource.com. 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. Prepare for tomorrow now, and for a free gift on your first order, enter coupon code ORACLE at checkout. Don't forget, preparation starts at SurvivalGearSource.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Wednesday, July the 22nd, 2009, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We do come to you Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. You know, about 4 years ago, thereabouts, listeners, the Republic Broadcasting Network was getting underway down in Round Rock, Texas. And I had the opportunity, actually, it was unfortunate opportunity, but the opportunity nonetheless to stand in for the last couple of months of Chris Gerner's American Exposé broadcast, rather on short notice. But in doing so, I found myself all of at once making a transition from a shortwave listener and a frequent caller on international shortwave talk radio broadcast to all of a sudden becoming not a guest but a host of a broadcast that ran 2 hours daily. And I thought that to myself, the thing that I would like to do to start out that series of broadcasts would to be bringing on some of the people that had influenced me and in my research and got me started out on what I believe to be the right track. And so one of the first people that came to my mind was a man named John Daniel. He'd written a book, is the author of a book called The Grand Design Exposed. And when I'd read that book, it had a rather profound impact on my mind. But through the process of getting to know John, he suggested that I might also contact another researcher that had a wealth of knowledge to bring to the table. And so what I did was I sandwiched Jack Otto, the man that wrote the book basically that It's called World War III. Exposes a lot of the various and sundry Jews that have hidden behind all kinds of different names and their history. I sandwiched between two different researchers the work of Jack Otto, and the two researchers that I put together in the same week, the first week, was John Daniel. I think it was on a Monday. It must have been Tuesday. I tried to get Ralph Epperson on Monday, John Daniel on Tuesday, Jack Otto on Wednesday, and Daryl Eberhardt on Thursday. And so here we are now, several years later, and I wanted to bring back, I finally was able to get a hold of him by the telephone. I lost track of him on the internet and on the emails, but I was able to get a hold of him directly by phone, and he's graciously agreed to come in today and begin to share some of his information, his excellent research on the Jesuit order, Catholicism, the Knights of Malta, you name it. He's got the information, and I hope you'll listen very carefully and take notes. Good morning, Daryl. Thanks for joining me again. It's been a long time, brother.
Hey, good to be on with you again, William. And I heard somewhere during the commercial break someone mentioning about history and repeating. And I've got a quote here I pulled up real quick. I've got 400 pages worth of quotes that I've got on my computer. And this one's by George Santayana. He was a U.S. philosopher and writer who was born in Spain. And he said, "Those who cannot remember the past are condemned to repeat it." And a lot of the books that I read, and just where I'm sitting here in my dad's basement right now, I'm looking around and I can see several hundred books. And most of the books I get are on history. And history is very important. As a matter of fact, if you don't mind, I'll give the listeners my background, because I imagine you have some listeners that have never heard me before. But before they do that, I wrote a little one-pager handout here. It's called Historically Challenged. And I myself was historically challenged for most of my life, despite going to a very good high school. I was in the college prep class. I took college-level history courses. I got my BA in Russian, but sort of kind of like minored in history. And I gave the quote by George Santayana. Let me give a couple definitions here, because this applies very much to boycott. And this is from Webster's New World College Dictionary, 4th edition, 2006, the transitive verb. It says to boycott, to join together in refusing to deal with so as to punish, coerce, etc. Number two, to refuse to buy, sell, or use, and they give an example, to boycott a newspaper. There's a word challenge, that politically correct word that we use a lot. Remember, you used to say mentally handicapped or mentally retarded, physically handicapped or whatever. Now it's all mentally challenged, physically challenged. Well, we're historically challenged. The word challenged from the same dictionary means disabled or handicapped in a specific way, and they give an example, physically challenged. Handicap, again, the same dictionary, something that hampers a person, disadvantage, or hindrance. And if we're historically handicapped, then we've got a big hindrance or disadvantage in the world. I might mention here that I met a lot of Europeans when I was stationed in Berlin, Germany, and Europeans seem to know a lot more about not only European history but about American history, behind-the-scenes stuff, than most Americans. Historically challenged, I made my own little definition up here. Historically challenged is an adjectival phrase that I use for describing those individuals and nations that are handicapped, in other words, at a disadvantage, due to their lack of knowledge of true history. So let me just read this, the last little three paragraphs of this one-page handout.
Yeah, go ahead. We've got about 2.5 minutes. Go ahead.
Yeah, that'll probably fit in nicely. For most of my life, I had been historically challenged, despite the fact that I had been in the college prep section of my high school class and had taken several college-level American history courses. Only after spending the last dozen years reading books about true history, in other words, what's going on behind the scenes, many of which are outside of mainstream publishing, did I finally break my chains of ignorance of true history. Here are some of the books that helped me to break those chains of historical ignorance. Boy, folks, I'll talk about these later, but Vicars of Christ, The Dark Side of the Papacy by Peter DeRosa, Vatican Assassins by Eric John Phelps, The Transformation of the Republic by C.T. Wilcox, Secret History of the Jesuits by Edmund Paris, The Jesuits in History by Hector McPherson, Rome's Responsibility for the Assassination of Abraham Lincoln by Brigadier General Thomas M. Harris, The Suppressed Truth about the Assassination of Abraham Lincoln by Burke McCarty, The Vatican's Holocaust by Avro Manhattan, The Pilgrim Church by E.H. Broadbent, History of the Waldenses by J.A. Wiley, Truth Triumphant by B.G. Wilkinson, The Torch of the Testimony by John W. Kennedy, The Grand Design Exposed that you just mentioned, William, by John Daniel, and The Secret Terrorist and the Enemy Unmasked by Bill Hughes. And I, for all the listeners, what I have the note here, I suggest also to them, do a Google search on the Internet for these books and purchase as many of them as you can and read them and share them with others. And that's how we break these chains of being historically challenged.
Well, you know, so many times, Daryl, I've gotten emails from listeners, you know, and they've asked me for bibliographies and things like that. And so I'm glad you've started out. Those that do listen to the archives and come back and make use of them, there will be a list of books that you can access and add to your own reading library. But it's so important to do put our sources out in front of the people. I always like to start these broadcasts out when we're going into a new topic the way that you have, by picking up the dictionary and coming to understand the meanings and the senses of words, and how understanding how words have changed over the years, how they have been intentionally changed to create what we call the logical positivist obfuscatory linguistic pattern that we find ourselves in today. So these are things, folks, the foundations, the frameworks. One of the reasons why I value the research that Daryl brings to the airwaves for you is that this is not just masked personal opinion coming from some rankled hair, you know, hatred of some group or another. What we're trying to do is to get down and unravel the mysteries of history, and you definitely don't want to be historically challenged at this time. Folks, we'll be back in 3 minutes. Stay with us.
Hey folks, it's Tony Pax from the Animal Farm Radio Show, and I want to tell you about the company Totally Wicked. Totally Wicked is the leading online worldwide supplier of electronic cigarettes. An electronic cigarette, or e-cigarette, is an alternative to smoked tobacco products such as cigarettes, cigars, or pipes. It is a battery-powered device that provides inhaled doses of nicotine by delivering a vaporized liquid nicotine solution. In addition to nicotine delivery, this vapor also provides a flavor and physical sensation similar to that of inhaled tobacco smoke, even though no tobacco smoke or combustion is actually involved in its operation. Totally Wicked's products not only help a person to regulate their nicotine intake and creates a vapor resembling smoke, but it also looks like a cigarette, thereby helping the user with the psychological and physical habit of holding a regular cigarette. To find out more about the great products that Totally Wicked has to offer, please visit totallywicked-eliquid.com or email them at info@totallywicked-eliquid.com.
How would you like to cook any meal using no electricity or gas and cook your meals off the grid? Well, now you can, thanks to the Survival Oven. The Survival Oven is the most amazing off-grid solar oven that can cook anything that a conventional oven can without the energy bills. By condensing sunlight, the Survival Oven can produce temps up to 350 degrees, cook delicious and nutritious meals, sterilize water, dehydrate food, and so much more, all at zero operating costs. The Survival Oven can be used year-round, even in the coldest sub-zero temperatures, and is a must for emergency preparedness and even everyday use. Visit SurvivalOven.com to get your very own Survival Oven. Order the Survival Oven now, and we'll get you started with two cooking pots and a recipe booklet absolutely free. At less than 10 pounds, you can take Survival Solar Oven with you anywhere. Call 877-642-1553 or go to SurvivalOven.com. That's SurvivalOven.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds of thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
And we've returned once again. And, you know, folks, it's altogether too easy. And my mother used to warn me often about painting things with too broad of a brush. And so we sometimes find ourselves deeply mired in all kinds of confusion, mental confusion, because we do try and paint things with too broad of a brush. In this world, we're troubled by many, many things. And so to point to one thing and say this is it, or point to another thing and say that is that, as if that was the only issue at hand, is sometimes just too broad of a brush. Sometimes it's necessary to go in with a two or a three strand camel hair brush and paint finely, and to rightly divide words and understand things that might challenge comfort zones, might challenge beliefs. But we oftentimes embrace belief systems and whatnot without really doing any thorough research. But certainly our guest, Daryl Everhart, has done his research, and I'm going to give it back to Daryl and allow him to continue. I'm going to try and take a background space in this broadcast. His research is so much more exhaustive than mine. Go ahead, Daryl. Pick it up where we left.
Maybe in some areas. I doubt it in all areas. And the area I've kind of really concentrated on is history. And before I read those two little short paragraphs that finish this historically challenged handout that I made, by the way, I apologize to you. I need to get some of these little one-pagers out. I've been so busy, and I will get them out to you. I probably got about 12 or 15 of them at least. But I wanted to make a point about history, and that is when I mentioned I had taken college-level history courses and stuff, our history books in our high schools, public high schools, and I went to a good one, in our colleges, universities, they're good at telling you the names, you know, of key personalities, the top generals, the presidents, the premiers, etc. They're good at telling you the best specific battles, who was on both sides, who was controlling the battle as far as the top military personnel. And they're good at giving you that kind of stuff, the dates when things happened. But what they don't do, 99.999% of the time, William, is they don't tell us what was really going on behind the scenes. The secret societies that were involved, specifically Jesuits, high-level Freemasons, the money that was being put to both sides, one particular party controlling both sides of the conflict, that's left out. And I've read a lot about World War II, the American Civil War, et cetera, and it's just that stuff is missing. And that's why I say, sadly, most of us Americans were very, very historically challenged. Let me give these two final quotes, and then I'll give the listeners a little bit of my background, and that'll probably carry through the next break. And dear listeners, anytime I'm on with William, after the first break that when he introduces me, always, if you can remember, grab a pen or pencil and some paper, because most of the times I'm ever being interviewed by anybody on a broadcast, I try to give at least one or two or more books where you can do further research and find out, you know, get more information about a particular topic. So here's these two final paragraphs on this historically challenged handout. Many Americans do not know that a lot of true history, true American history, true European history, and true church history has been stolen from us. It was stolen through the threat of Roman Catholic boycott. Those who tried to tell the truth, whether in history textbooks, encyclopedias or newspapers, about the bloody history of Papal Rome and our Jesuit order, their fomenting of wars and revolutions, and their subversion of nations, were threatened with boycott by Roman Catholics unless they removed all items offensive and insulting to Papal Rome. And before I read the little last short paragraph, I'll give an example. I have a book, Crux Ansata, where this example is pointed out perfectly. In the early 1900s, I forget the exact year, somewhere around 1906, a Washington newspaper was doing a series of articles about some irregularities, in other words, probably sexual abuse of young girls inside Catholic homes for wayward girls. And a boycott was brought against the newspaper, and they dropped it. And I have a direct quote. I don't have it in front of me now, but one of the Jesuits in the area said, "Now, this is a perfect example that we need to use all across the country for anybody that insults our church." In other words, if you tell the truth about the sexual abuse within the Catholic Church or about their bloody history, well, then you're insulting their church. And he bragged that this would be put in effect all across the country. And he says, we will never have our powerful and influential Roman Catholics write to the editor, no, 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 we will write to the advertising department. And when we write to the advertising department and they know that there are many Roman Catholics in their area, we will tell the stores not to buy their news magazine or newspaper, etc., and they will, you know, submit to us. So let me read this last paragraph. God willing, I will be writing a series of one-page handouts on true history. I hope that this series will provide readers with some important historical facts that are generally missing from most American history textbooks and encyclopedias. Sometimes I will also recommend some additional resources, for example, books, DVDs, etc., for more in-depth study on a particular topic. It is my hope that many individuals will copy these one-page handouts and then pass them on to others. And that's what we need to do. Like during the Revolutionary War, they had the pamphleteers, and that made little Thomas Paine, of course, is the most put forth individual. But they handed out these little pamphlets and that, and they were widely read amongst the colonists. And we may not have the Internet with us that much longer with all of these harmony laws that are going into effect in Europe and that in Canada, and these hate crime laws where if you speak anything, no matter how true it is, to tell the truth about, say, bloody massacres and genocide, well, if it offends anybody of a particular race or religion, and so we may not have that much longer with us, so we should make plans to really informed, read up ourselves, make up these little one-page, two-page handouts, and get them out to people as fast as we can and as often as we can, because that's the way to reach people. Because, again, we're super historically challenged in this country, and we need to overcome that, because how are we going to stop the tyranny that increases every day unless we really find out who the main actors are on the table? And if we don't learn from history, I'm sure you're familiar, William, with the term templates. We use them in the military. You had these little plastic ones where you made, you know, little squares and rectangles, where for military units you just put it on the paper. And we need to realize that these people, they're cunning, they're sneaky, but they're not that bright, because they keep using the same templates or the same blueprints over and over again. Yeah, the names of the actors change, etc. The stage changes from, say, Philadelphia to New York to Boston. But the thing is that they generally use the same blueprints.
And yes, I like to say that they're so much off times like a small-town football coach. They really only know one play. It's right up the middle for 3 yards, and damn the consequences. And you're absolutely right on that. And I just wanted to jump in because it was a phrase that I that had come to my mind, and I associated with your name long ago, this idea of a pamphleteer. Folks, of all the pamphleteers I've ever come across, there have been none more prolific than Daryl Everhart. I've got a stack here, inches high, of material that he's sent to me over the years, but you're absolutely right. The idea of the broadsheet, the old screw-type printing press, creating these broadsheets, yes, Thomas Paine is very well known for them, but all throughout the colonies, this was a way by which people and our people were so literate. But this was a way that you could coalesce, boil down, condense a specific thing, and state it succinctly. And I agree and concur with you, Daryl, when we look at the Internet and Internet radio, alternative media, even the shortwave, it's not beyond the reach of long arms and strong hands and deep pockets to withdraw that. So we must remain vigilant, understand how to write and write convincingly, research, do our work carefully, and then make use of this very simple technique of the one or two page handout, because they can go on to counters, they can go mano a mano, face to face. You can pass them around in a small group. Keep the information alive, keep the information flowing, and perhaps we could continue to the other side of this break. We'll be right back. 9, 8, and 6.
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times you hear these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that if you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Have your house payments skyrocketed under an adjustable rate mortgage? Have you been laid off or had your hours cut? Are balloon payments coming due? You need help from mortgagefraudexaminers.com. To stop the housing crisis, Congress and the White House are pinning their hopes on homeowners renegotiating their mortgages. The trouble is, the banks are saying no 80% of the time. MortgageFraudExaminers.com can help you get the leverage you need to turn things around. They estimate that up to 85% of all mortgages are legally deficient. MortgageFraudExaminers.com can perform forensic loan audits and appraisals to find legal deficits in your mortgage. It's like CSI for your home loan. Banks and lenders suddenly start cooperating when faced with a lawsuit for violating lending laws or appraisal fraud. Find out how MortgageFraudExaminers.com can help you. Visit MortgageFraudExaminers.com or call 800-540-EXAM. That's 800-540-3926.
Hey folks, I've got a question for you. Do you force yourself out of bed each morning and drag throughout the day? Do you grab for that sugar pick-me-up only to later crash and feel even more tired? Well, I've got the solution for you. Put a zip in your day and zap your appetite. Reclaim your get-up-and-go with Zippin' Zap. Let me tell you what you'll notice in immediate benefits. It ramps up your workouts. Well, if you work out. Turns off your hunger, elevates your mood, helps you to resist fattening foods, and gives you a smooth flow of energy with no crash. The testimonials? Colin in Illinois lost 30 pounds in 8 weeks, didn't work out. Susie in Missouri, 10 pounds in 20 days, she didn't work out. Anna in California did work out and went from a size 14 to a size 4 in 90 days. If you want results like this, working out or not, order Zip and Zap now and also ask about Lametco International's first line of defense products. Tell them Michael Herzog sent you. Call 1-800-933-2565. That's 1-800-933-2565.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we've returned. I kind of walked right into the buzzsaw there with that last break, folks. I apologize for that. I wasn't watching the clock. But nevertheless, nothing is diminished in the comment that I was trying to get out there and squeeze in, that Daryl has established for himself a long track record of writing well and putting together these handouts. And the whole idea of being able to communicate in this format, even in tough times, is completely valid. Daryl, you have written so many of these various you used to call them tackling the tough topics, the newsletters and the broadsheets that I don't even have the last number here in front of me. But one of the things that I've always enjoyed about your writing and listeners, Daryl writes from a very, and you can correct me if my terminology is a little bit wrong, folks, or Daryl, but writes from a very strongly a Bible-believing Christian basis. But the way that he presents this information is almost, he's in as the editor and the writer is in the background, and he just gives you a mountain of quotations and the source material and where he's bringing this information from to give you the opportunity to decide and for you to have the opportunity to come to your own conclusions. And I've always valued that, Daryl, but, you know, we've got a 2-hour broadcast here. We're into the first 30 minutes and we haven't even, you know, dusted off your nameplate or shown people where your desk is. So tell us a little bit about yourself so that they can feel comfortable listening carefully and understand that you didn't just fall off the watermelon truck yesterday.
Sure. But before I give the background, let me just very quickly tell them, you mentioned about the the newsletters I had written, and I just want to tell them. I've been writing probably, I think, since around 1996, so probably at least, you know, 13 years I've been writing about what some people term the New World Order, and I started out writing in generalities. I would talk about the globalist rich elite, and I made the same mistake. I don't know if I want to say it made the same mistake, but I fell into the same trap that a lot of people do, and that is that are writing about the New World Order. I concentrated more on the front groups, the Council on Foreign Relations, the Trilateral Commission, the Bilderbergers, etc. And again, writing in generalities, these globalist rich elite, but I'd say about the last 6 to 7 years of my research, I just started getting books on the Jesuits. And when I did, that showed me very clearly that the international banking community, the international intelligence community were run by secret societies, in other words, high-level Freemasons and Knights of Malta, which is a Roman Catholic religious military order under the direct command of and co-located with the Jesuit Superior General, the Black Pope. So I saw very clearly that as I read books, so you mentioned John Daniel's book, how The Grand Design Exposed, how the Jesuits had taken over Freemasonry, the highest levels of Freemasonry. I saw very clearly that when you can control the intelligence community, you control the banking community, you are by far the biggest player on the block. So if I could say it, paint it in a very succinct picture, the Jesuit order sits on top of secret societies that control those two big, powerful communities, intelligence and international banking, and they are the biggest players on the, as far as I'm concerned, on the New World Order chessboard, and yet most people in the so-called alternative media won't even talk about them. But I've moved away from that 20 to 30 to 40 page articles, partly out of, because 106 articles all of a sudden got dropped from the lady that used to run my website, and I've moved to these 1 to 2 page handouts, number one, because they're not as vulnerable on the internet, whether the government or an individual flushes them or someone hacks in. And by the way, several of the websites that I've had and also people that have had my podcast up have been viciously attacked. So I must be hitting a nerve somewhere, William. But anyway, I had two major newsletters that I wrote or edited, and it was called Tackling the Tough Topics, and that dealt with more of what I would say secular topics, although there's a very gray line there. It's hard to separate secular from the spiritual side. And the other articles or the newsletter that I had, and I probably wrote one of them for every three of the Tackling the Tough Topics, was Examining the Tough Issues, and that was dealt more along the lines of reaching out to Christians to try to explain different pitfalls, and especially like in prophecy, etc. So those were the main things that I was writing, and again, I lost 106 articles and I think it was 36 podcasts because I used a couple quotes by Seventh-day Adventists. I didn't even know that these guys were Seventh-day Adventists, but you know, William, I use quotes by Adolf Hitler, that doesn't make me a Nazi. I use quotes by Joseph Stalin, and that doesn't make me a communist, but this lady, for that reason, felt that I knew they were and didn't tell the people, and that I could cause people to go to hell. And that's really stretching it very, very ridiculously, I think, because, you know, they might buy a book by the Seventh-day Adventists. And by the way, I'm not against Seventh-day Adventists. I don't agree with all of their doctrines, but they put out some of the best books on the Jesuits. Bill Hughes is an example, his two books, The Secret Terrorists and The Enemy Unmasked, two little great little paperback books. Exposing the Jesuits, especially their involvement in history here in the U.S. and in the assassination of U.S. presidents. But anyway, I lost those 106 articles. Boom, they were all gone in an instant, along with the 36 podcasts that I had done with this lady. And so I've been rebuilding it. And let me go ahead and give them my website. It's toughissues.org. I had to change the name of it. It used to be don't write any of this down, folks. It used to be tacklingthetoughtopics.net, but that's gone. If you dial that up, you're not going to get anything. But my website is currently toughissues.org, and issues is plural, ISSUES, toughissues.org, and I've got 41 articles up there. And lately I've gone more to going after even some doctrine but also this problem in the alternative media that of this constant blaming of the Jews, pushing the protocols of the learned elders of Zion, etc. But the main thing I went after first when I started rebuilding the website was genocide and the bloody history of Papal Rome. So let's get into my religious background, and then we'll get into my intelligence background, because I do not hate Roman Catholics, individual Roman Catholics, and I want to get that out. I should have maybe done it earlier, but I want to get that out at this point, because my dad is Roman Catholic. He just turned 86, and now he doesn't go to church that much anymore because of physical problems, or hasn't gone for about a year and a half or so, I guess. But the fact of the matter is he's still a Roman Catholic on the books. 90% of my relatives are Roman Catholic. My mom was one of the few of my relatives who was not a Roman Catholic. Almost 90% of my friends are Roman Catholic because I grew up in a town here in southwestern central Pennsylvania that was 75% Roman Catholic. If you go up the road a little bit to Glitzen, Pennsylvania, I think it's about 90% Roman Catholic. If you go down the road a little bit to Loretta, Pennsylvania, it's 90% Roman Catholic. So you can see, I grew up in a sea of Roman Catholicism. I also, now to say that I hate individual Roman Catholics, I would have to hate most of my uncles and aunts. I have a lot of favorite first cousins and stuff. And also, I married a beautiful, wonderful Roman Catholic lady back in the late 60s. I took Roman Catholic catechism courses. Now, my mom, I mentioned, she was one of the few in the family that wasn't Catholic. She was a Methodist. I was brought up in the Methodist Church. I don't consider myself a Methodist. I think they're, like most Protestant denominations, they're very wishy-washy. They don't stand for anything anymore. So people may say, well, Daryl, but you pick so much on the Roman Catholic Church and the Vatican and the papacy and the Jesuit order. The only reason that I kind of pick on them a little bit, folks, is because I'm very concerned that history repeats itself. And let's not even call it the Roman Catholic Church, because when I say that word, a lot of people, including Catholics, think of the church down the street with a steeple and a cross on top. The Roman Catholic Church is much more than a church. It's a political, geopolitical entity. It's the Vatican State. It got restored. Its temporal power had been short-circuited there for a short time in history, but it came back whenever Mussolini, I think it was the Lateran Treaty in 1929, the Concordat he signed, basically restored temporal power again in the Vatican State, so it has relations with other countries. But the main thing that concerns me about so-called Christianity is that the Roman Catholic Church, Jesuit-controlled Papal Rome, has a long, long history of torture. The Inquisition ran 605 years, but the murder of 50 million, let me repeat that, conservative historians who are secular put that number at 50 million minimum, killed by the Roman Catholic Church, by the papacy. I'd say, according to Richard Bennett and a few other folks, Michael D. Semlin, that ran approximately 1203 to 1808. I think my math has 605 years there, when the Inquisition formally, supposedly ceased, but it never really did. It's still in operation, but it's under a different name. And we'll talk about that when we get back in more of my background.
All right. Very good, folks. Stay with us. We'll be back in three.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skincare, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at purebulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at purebulk.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Are you one of the people who think, I have plenty of time, nothing's ever going to happen bad to me? Do you believe that when your cupboards are bare, our corporate-controlled government will jump right in to feed you and yours? Do you have at least a year's supply of food for your family? This is Kurt, the armchair survivalist, heard on this network. Survival Enterprises sells real food, canned for long-term storage. Beef, chicken, turkey, bacon, butter, cheese, eggs, freeze-dried fruits and vegetables, Mountain House freeze-dried meals, MREs, a full nutritional line, the British Birkfeld water filter, and more. If you want to prepare now, go to beforeitstoolate.us. That's beforeitstoolate.us. Or call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. Or you can put your head in the sand and be just another sheeple in the corporate-controlled flock. But remember, those who don't learn from history are bound to repeat it.
And we've returned once again. And, you know, folks, Daryl has followed or laid out already a lot of similitude between the way that he approaches his research and the way that I do my own. And we go through the process. We start with the dictionary. We can move off to encyclopedias. We can grab hold of the various and sundry history texts. And we, Daryl, on this broadcast, we went through a study of Edward McNall Burns' World Civilizations, published originally in the 40s, all the way up through his sixth edition. We were working out of his sixth edition, and he has an excellent college-level history course. But you're absolutely right. We go to these various and sundry sources basically to create the map, the terrain, if you will, of where we're going to need to go in our studies. And then we take we move away from the shotgun approach, and we get the high-powered rifle out and put the crosshairs on various things. So, but before we go into the history and some of the background history, go ahead and continue and build the in the mind of the audience just a little still more about who Daryl Everhart is.
Right, and that's why I started with the religious background before the intelligence background. And my best friend and his wife, as a matter of fact, Roman Catholic up until about the last, about 13 months ago, they finally came out of the Roman Catholic Church, both in their over 50 years in the Roman Catholic Church. So, again, I love many, many individual Roman Catholics, and I just adore some of my uncles and aunts and first cousins, and they're just wonderful people. So, please, if you're out there and you're a Roman Catholic listening, I don't hate Roman Catholics at all. What I do hate is the system itself, Jesuit-controlled papal Rome, and the Jesuits have been running the papacy for, I would say, out of the last 400 years plus, minus about 30 years whenever they were temporarily suppressed. So anyway, back to my background. By the way, a lot of the books I get are written by Roman Catholics. And let me just tell them one book before I get into my intelligence background, and that's Vicars of Christ: The Dark Side of the Papacy by Peter Brosso, a Roman Catholic, wrote this book. You want to read one of the best histories on the popes? Vicars of Christ. You'll have to do a Google-style search for it on the Internet because it's no longer published to the best of my knowledge. But to get a used copy, Vicars of Christ is the main title, The Dark Side of the Papacy, Peter DeRosa. If you want to find out what the papacy is all about, this is the book to do it. My intelligence background's kind of interesting. I spent 26 years in what we could call the intelligence community, and that kind of gives me an insight on secret societies, because within the intelligence community, you're extremely compartmentalized. And I had a top secret SI, special intelligence clearance with a whole bunch of extra clearances. I got into some places that a lot of the linguists and analysts couldn't get into because I was one of the top linguists, especially on the, I should tell them I learned Russian and Arabic while in the Air Force, and then got additional training in the U.S. Army. Then I worked 6 years for the National Security Agency. So I worked in this area a lot, and that's why I think I can bring a little bit of insights on how secret societies work, because they work the exact same way. The guys at the lower and mid levels have no idea what the guys at the very top are doing. And if we have a little time later, we'll talk about the CIA and how it's been run by high-level Freemasons and Knights of Malta, so many of them holding the chief or top positions in the CIA. But anyway, I spent 11 and a half years in what was the old U.S. Air Force Security Service. I was on flying status a good bit of that time. I flew on RC-130 aircraft. R stands for reconnaissance. I flew on RC-135 aircraft, flew around the periphery of the Soviet Union. We were collecting Russian communications. Flew in the Mediterranean, and I was stationed in Athens, Greece, and, of course, intercepting targets in the Middle East. And then when I got out of the Army after 20 years, so that entire time is spent in what they call military intelligence, or in signals intelligence. When I got out of the Army, I went to work for 6 years as a Department of Defense civilian for the National Security Agency. And again, there's a need to know is what they have. And they have all these different seals. You have red seals and blue seals and stuff. And so you can have all the top clearances, but you still have to have a need to know to get into specific areas. So again, very, very, very compartmentalized. So I want to make this point also very clear in mentioning of my intelligence background is that most, let me say that again, most of the individuals who work for, say, like the Central Intelligence Agency as analysts, et cetera, at the National Security Agency as crypt analysts, voice intercept analysts, linguists themselves, work for, let's say, even in law enforcement, which has an intelligence gathering capability, the FBI. Most of your lower and mid-level people, most of them are very patriotic Americans. They're doing their job. Most of them are fairly intelligent folks, because you don't get into that job by being a moron. But the most important point, what I'm going to make here is that they have no idea how evil it is at the very top of those agencies, how those agencies cooperate together as they did in the assassination of John Kennedy, because almost all of the leaders are high-level Freemasons again and Knights of Malta. So I just wanted to make that point, and I think it's very important, is a lot of our guys, CIA, NSA, et cetera, they're just good, decent Americans doing their job, and they just don't know really what's going on at the top. And that's the exact same way it is in Freemasonry, with the Jesuit order itself. The lower level guys, some of them are real nice guys. They just have no idea of how much evil goes on at the top, and how they will take patriotic Americans and use them to assassinate other patriotic Americans. And that happened in the JFK assassination, in the case of Lieutenant Commander William Bruce Pitzer. Are you familiar with that story?
No, I'm not. No, I'm not at all.
I'll just briefly just cover it, because it's a perfect example of they asked Lieutenant Colonel Daniel Marvin, who was then Special Forces. He was then a captain in the Special Forces at Fort Bragg, a CIA, a company man. Interesting, the same nickname is used for the Jesuit order, the company.
Mm-hmm.
A CIA guy came up to him, and he was getting ready to go to Vietnam, and he says, well, we'd like you to, by the way, folks, some of our Special Forces guys are trained in assassination. He was asked to take out Lieutenant Commander William Bruce Pitzer at Bethesda Naval Hospital. Now, the story that's given about Lieutenant Commander William Bruce Pitzer to Colonel, then Captain, Special Forces Captain Daniel Marvin was, hey, this guy's a dirty scumbucket. He's a traitor to America. He's getting ready to give secrets to the Russian, and you need to kill him. Well, Special Forces were used to kill people overseas to do some assassinations overseas, but they weren't used in the U.S. As a matter of fact, if you read the book Double Cross, Sam Giacano and Chuck Giacano wrote that, Double Cross, you'll find out that the CIA worked with the mafia for hits in the U.S. if they wanted to kill somebody. And so Marvin, who was married, had children, said, hey, I'm not going to do that job here in the U.S. You've got the mafia to do that. We know that. And so I'm not going to do it. So he said, the guy walked over and asked a captain, I think his name was Zanuck, don't quote me on that, folks, but he asked another Special Forces captain to do the job. And Marvin never did it. And then later on, when he was watching, I think it was might have been Oliver Stone's JFK, but he saw some documentary where he saw the Lieutenant Commander William Bruce Pitzer's name listed as someone who had died as a result of what he knew about the JFK assassination. And what he knew was he was in charge of the audiovisual section at Bethesda Naval Hospital. He was suicided in his office. In other words, I don't know for sure if it was that other Special Forces captain that took him out. But again, they told him the people that are going to assassinate, say, someone like a Lieutenant Commander William Bruce Pitzer, hey, he's a traitor. And so a patriotic American, like a Navy SEAL or a Special Forces guy or someone in the CIA, if they can't get these guys to do it, they'll murder a guy thinking they're doing good for the country. And what it was Bruce Pitzer, Lieutenant Commander William Bruce Pitzer, was getting ready to release, he wanted to release some of the photos he had that showed very clearly that the wounds, the exit and entry wounds, were exact opposite of what the Warren Commission said on the Kennedy's head wound, etc. He wanted to get those out to the public. And they believed that he was suicided in his office. A guy shot him at short range, put the gun in his hand. Naval intelligence investigated, and it was ruled a suicide. And they believe he stuck the documents probably up in the duct above his head there because nothing was found there. But he had a ladder, out before. And anyway, that's just a perfect example of how they can use a truly patriotic American who's a Navy SEAL or a Special Forces guy to kill another American, and they'll tell him he's going to give secrets away or something like that. So
let me jump in right there. Fascinating story, and that's so true. And it goes all across the board, folks. It goes all the way from your local alderman through all of the various churches, your deacons, etc., all the way up to the various highest levels. It's always based on a need to know. If you don't need to know these things, then no one's going to tell you. So we're going to tell you more about that on the other side as we begin the second hour. Do stay with us. We will be back in just a few minutes.
You invest. You buy insurance. You wear your seatbelt. You do things to ensure your family's future and protection. But why? Just in case? With the current state of affairs, ask yourself, am I ready? Preparation starts at SurvivalGearSource.com. SurvivalGearSource.com has a huge selection of vital products, emergency survival kits, gas masks, MREs, products for pet care, your car, home, office, and school. Protect against pandemics, all natural disasters, and terror attacks that can happen at any time. If you're not prepared, the last place you want to be is standing in a FEMA line. Invest in your future now. Visit SurvivalGearSource.com or call 877-231-1925. That's 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. That's SurvivalGearSource.com. 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. Prepare for tomorrow now, and for a free gift on your first order, enter coupon code ORACLE at checkout. Don't forget, preparation starts at SurvivalGearSource.com.
Hey folks, it's Tony Pax from the Animal Farm Radio Show, and I want to tell you about the company Totally Wicked. Totally Wicked is the leading online worldwide supplier of electronic cigarettes. An electronic cigarette, or e-cigarette, is an alternative to smoked tobacco products such as cigarettes, cigars, or pipes. It is a battery-powered device that provides inhaled doses of nicotine by delivering a vaporized liquid nicotine solution. In addition to nicotine delivery, this vapor also provides a flavor and physical sensation similar to that of inhaled tobacco smoke, even though no tobacco smoke or combustion is actually involved in its operation. Totally Wicked's products not only help a person to regulate their nicotine intake and creates a vapor resembling smoke, but it also looks like a cigarette, thereby helping the user with the psychological and physical habit of holding a regular cigarette. To find out more about the great products that Totally Wicked has to offer, please visit totallywicked-eliquid.com or email them at info@totallywicked-eliquid.com.
As America limps on its last legs, a pillar of truth has risen. You're listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And we have returned once again right here on our Wednesday, July the 22nd, 2009, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We do come to you Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts, and I'm visiting with a very, very special guest today, Daryl Everhart, a gentleman I'd like to have come back from time to time. He has so much information we'll never cover it all today, and I've asked him not to try. We're going nice and slow, laying things out easy and openly so that you'll understand where we both are coming from by bringing this material to you on the air. There are lots of very important questions that are being asked, that need to be asked, and we need to find answers to them and solutions. And so, Daryl, one of the things that always comes to my mind when I'm listening on the internet or on shortwave and someone like yourself comes on and talks about their background in the military and in the intelligence community and so on, the first thing I always ask myself, well, is this person one of these secret agents that's in here, a change agent? Are you a high-level Freemason yourself? Are you a member of any secret societies? Is there anything you can share with the audience or not?
Well, I'm not. And of course, you can never know for sure, but I know there was, I can't think of the lady's name, and I wouldn't say it even if I could, but she had commented to someone that had heard me on a broadcast and said, oh, he's in the intelligence community, you can't trust any of those people. So, no, as I mentioned earlier, most of the people I met in the military, in the intelligence community that we were working in what they used to call the old service cryptologic agencies, a U.S. Air Force Security Service, I had mentioned it later became the Electronic Security Command. I forgot to mention in the Army, I was in the U.S. Army Security Agency, and then later they still kept their strategic side of it, some of the worldwide intercept sites, in, say, like Berlin, Germany, and other places where I was stationed, by the way, in Berlin, Germany. What they did was they moved everything kind of like, they just called it all in general military intelligence, and you have a tactical side of that. And they did have some ASA companies, but they were integrated into the MI battalions at the division level in the U.S. Army. So let me tell them one more book. But again, I think, did I answer your question? I'm not in any secret societies or anything. I'm more interested in exposing secret societies.
Well, I think the reason I brought it up, Daryl, was not to, you know, imply or anything like that. And certainly,
sure,
you know, people, you can ask a question like that. I've been face to face with John McManus and other people out there. You know, he's the president the John Birch Society. I didn't have a tremendous length of time to develop a relationship or anything like that. But, you know, we come across folks all the time in our lives. And yet at the same time, you can ask a simple question like that. And if there's anybody that has taken these oaths to secrecy and whatnot, I mean, you couldn't drag it out of their, you know, them if you were pulling their tongue out with hot tongs. So we have to take certain things on faith and move forward. But certainly I've always enjoyed the candor that Daryl has and his honesty. I don't find anything I can't say the years that we've known each other, but certainly the years we've known of one another, I don't see anything here that we need to be overly concerned about in that direction. And also, and this is a real short segment, we're almost out of time, Daryl, so we're going to get a break any moment.
Sure.
But there are a great number of groups and clubs and organizations out there, folks. This is a very pluralistic society that we live in, and there are tons of people who join things and get involved in things. They never do any homework on them, and so they can even hang around in some of these groups, even Freemasonry, even Masonry itself, at lower levels, in complete ambivalence of what's going on at the higher point. So you're absolutely right, Daryl. It all comes from the top down. We see that today around us, folks, and we'll be back in three with our guest, Daryl Everhart.
would you like to cook any meal using no electricity or gas and cook your meals off the grid? Well, now you can, thanks to the Survival Oven. The Survival Oven is the most amazing off-grid solar oven that can cook anything that a conventional oven can without the energy bills. By condensing sunlight, the Survival Oven can produce temps up to 350 degrees, cook delicious and nutritious meals, sterilize water, dehydrate food, and so much more, all at zero operating costs. The Survival Oven can be used year-round, even in the coldest sub-zero temperatures, and is a must for emergency preparedness and even everyday use. Visit SurvivalOven.com to get your very own Survival Oven. Order the Survival Oven now, and we'll get you started with two cooking pots and a recipe booklet absolutely free. At less than 10 pounds, you can take Survival Solar Oven with you anywhere. Call 877-642-1553 or go to SurvivalOven.com. That's SurvivalOven.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds of thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times you hear these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. You're using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back once again to our July the 22nd, 2009, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. As we go into our second hour of today's broadcast, we do come to you Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. I'm joined today by a very special guest, Daryl Eberhardt, a competent researcher into all manner of tough topics. But we're talking today about the history of Jesuitism and Roman Catholicism, the institution, the papacy, the Holy See, however you want to look at it. We've got about 2009 years into this new time period, folks, and I can assure you that the Hindus didn't give us this calendaric date. The Chinese didn't give it to us. It didn't come from the Hebrew boys. It's come out of Rome. And so if they have the power to change time and calendars, and we're now under the Gregorian calendar, but if they have the power to change time and calendars, then they certainly have a universal, which is another way of defining the word Catholic, universal. They certainly have universal influence, and they've had it for thousands of years. So, Daryl, in this long and fascinating history that you are aware of, I am fairly well aware of it myself, but in all of this history, and where would you like to start laying some of this out for the audience? We've put a lot of information on the plate, and now we need to give them a little bit of meat.
Sure. And before I do that, let me just give them one other book, because this is a fairly new book, and it'll show them again how they took a patriotic American to assassinate another patriotic American. And I don't know if you've heard of this book. It's available in Barnes & Noble. It's $27.95, a little bit expensive. It's a very large hardback book. I don't think it's out in paper yet, but it's Target Patton.
Oh, yeah, I've heard of that one. Mm-hmm.
Okay, and the subtitle is The Plot to Assassinate General George S. Patton. It's by Robert K. Wilcox, W-I-L-C-O-X. But all the listeners need to remember is Target Patton. They can either go down to their local Barnes & Noble or they could Google search that on the Internet. But the only reason I mention this book is you had a very patriotic man. He was a Jedburgh, which was – they had British officers, but they were Americans. They were kind of like the predecessors to the Special Forces. They were trained in demolition, explosives, and parachuting and all that kind of stuff. So, again, sort of like the predecessors to the Special Forces. Well, Douglas DeZotta was asked to kill General George S. Patton. And that's a whole topic. I know we could do a half or an hour show at least on that. But I just wanted to mention to the listeners that I might want to check that book out, Target Patton. Douglas DeZotta, the American, he was then an officer in the Army. He I think enlisted, he was Marines, but he was, by the way, he was also one of the greatest sharpshooters in the Marines at that time. But as an Army officer, he was asked to kill General George S. Patton by none other than a major general named William Joseph Wild Bill Donovan. And what they don't tell you in this book, but the book is very good for showing how they set up the accident. It wasn't really the accident was just meant to slow down Patton's car so that they could shoot him with a special rifle that with an air propelled device that so it wouldn't look like he was assassinated, you know, with a bullet. That maybe, you know, they could shoot a bolt or a rock and then it would look like something in the car maybe killed him. And but he didn't die, of course. He got a broken neck because it hit him, I guess, pretty much in the center of his forehead. Really cut him badly, but it hit him with such force that it broke his neck. Shot from a very close range once the truck had pulled in front of his car. But this was all set up with the NKVD working hand-in-hand with the OSS and, of course, Major General William Wild Bill Joseph Donovan, who later helped to found the CIA, but this Knight of Malta, again a religious military order of the Roman Catholic Church, this William Wild Bill Donovan put the contract out on General George S. Patton, and Douglas DeZotta, although he didn't kill him, certainly tried, and DeZotta later received $10,000 from Patton, even though he didn't finish him off. They believe that one of the NKVD agents finished him off in the hospital in Germany where Patton was. By the way, Patton was making a miraculous recovery, so much so that his doctors were going to send him home to the United States, and he died the next night.
Oh, my. Well,
so General Patton, and there was a lot of reasons why they killed Patton, just like JFK, and those are things we could cover in future broadcasts. But I just wanted the listeners to know that this is what goes on. By the way, just as a final point on that, William Wild Bill Donovan, he's got all kinds of awards, the Order of Sylvester or something, I forget exactly what it was, in the Vatican, for a lifetime of service to the papacy, to the Vatican. This man who was running our Office of Strategic Services, which later morphed into the CIA, but not only was this Knight of Malta running U.S. intelligence during World War II, but on the German Eastern Front, a Knight of Malta named General Reinhard Gehlen was running German intelligence, while at the same time in the Soviet Union, Prince Anton Terkel, a Knight of Malta, was running Soviet intelligence and using Jesuits for his couriers. So who orchestrated and ran World War II, choreographed it, put all of the people into power? It was the Jesuit order in the Vatican. Every dictator, fascist, and the Nazi leaders were all Roman Catholics, and they were put into power. Hitler was put into power by Monsignor Koss, the head of the Centrum Party, or a top leader in the Centrum Party, and also by a Knight of Malta named Franz von Papen. Mussolini was put into power by a Jesuit named Don Luigi Sturzo, and his top advisor was Pietro Tacci Venturi, who was a Jesuit. And also his father, Confessor, and of course the other leaders, Monsignor Tiso, Roman Catholic priest was put into power in the fascist state of Slovakia, and it was all that way across Europe. So that's also an interesting topic. We could do a full program on World War II sometime, but I just wanted the listeners to know that World War I and World War II were fomented by the Vatican and its Jesuits. And then we should say Jesuit-controlled Papal Rome, because the Jesuits are the ones that are really running things.
Well, let me explain for me, if you would, just a little bit, and if you don't have much on it, that's fine. But, just recently at the G8 meeting in L'Aquila, Italy, Barry the Usurper, I call him, the current man that sleeps in the White House, visited with the Pope, and George W. Bush prior to him visited with the Pope, and Bill Clinton visited with the Pope. What is this deal about the pilgrimage to the Pope that all of the U.S. presidents seem to make in the very first portions of their term in office?
Well, first off, I believe Barry Davis, the current president, is a 32 degree Prince Hall Freemason. Of course, Prince Hall Freemasons are just the ones for blacks. They've got, Freemasonry has something for everybody. But all of these leaders, basically, the Bush family, as far as I know, several decades back, they were Roman Catholic. Jeb Bush, the brother of the former president, Baby Bush, Jeb Bush is a Knight of Columbus. And had converted to Catholicism. Rumors are out that, well, we do know that Tony Blair converted, and that Baby Bush may be converting also. Go ahead, we've got a break coming.
We'll be right back in a couple of minutes, folks. I mean, to tell you, the plot just gets thicker and thicker as you go into it. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Have your house payments skyrocketed under an adjustable rate mortgage? Have you been laid off or had your hours cut? Are balloon payments coming due? You need help from MortgageFraudExaminers.com. To stop the housing crisis, Congress and the White House are pinning their hopes on homeowners renegotiating their mortgages. The trouble is, the banks are saying no 80% of the time. MortgageFraudExaminers.com can help you get the leverage you need to turn things around. They estimate that up to 85% of all mortgages are legally deficient. MortgageFraudExaminers.com can perform forensic loan audits and appraisals to find legal deficits in your mortgage. It's like CSI for your home loan. Banks and lenders suddenly start cooperating when faced with a lawsuit for violating lending laws or appraisal fraud. Find out how MortgageFraudExaminers.com can help you. Visit MortgageFraudExaminers.com or call 800-540-EXAM. That's 800-540-3926.
Hey, folks, I've got a question for you. Do you force yourself out of bed each morning and drag throughout the day? Do you grab for that sugar pick-me-up only to later crash and feel even more tired? Well, I've got the solution for you. Put a Zip in your day and zap your appetite. Reclaim your get-up-and-go with Zip and Zap. Let me tell you what you'll notice in immediate benefits. It ramps up your workouts. Well, if you work out. Turns off your hunger, elevates your mood, helps you to resist fattening foods, and gives you a smooth flow of energy with no crash. The testimonials? Colin in Illinois lost 30 pounds in 8 weeks, didn't work out. Susie in Missouri, 10 pounds in 20 days, she didn't work out. Anna in California did work out and went from a size 14 to a size 4 in 90 days. If you want results like this, working out or not, order Zip and Zap now and also ask about Lametco International's first line of defense products. Tell them Michael Herzog sent you. Call 1-800-933-2565. That's 1-800-933-2565.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skin care, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules.
Shop securely online at purebulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at purebulk.com.
And we have returned once again, speaking again with our very special guest, Daryl Eberhardt. And Daryl, it wouldn't be right of me not to go this way as well. Barry the Usurper also made his presidential visit to the Knesset, and all of the previous presidents have gone there as well. But maybe we need to just touch very briefly, and if you're not prepared to, we'll just skip it for today. But very briefly on the Theodore Herzl and the Richard Dreyfuss affair, Lord Balfour, Chaim Weizmann, Stephen Weiss, the Rothschild, and the creation of their British Israel, little nation state over there, and the background of some of that.
That would be a full hour program right there. Just let me say a few brief words. Number one is, and this was widely known by people that worked in the intelligence community on the Middle East problem. Most of the leaders of Israel and most of the leaders of the Arab nations, especially the ones that have been, shall we say, a little bit more predisposed to trying to exterminate Israel, such as Iraq and that. Jordan, not so much, but Saddam Hussein, as far as I know, high-level Freemason. The former King Hussein of Jordan, a high-level Freemason on the payroll of the Central Intelligence Agency, is from what I had heard. And again, most of the leaders of Israel, high-level Freemasons. Who controls high-level Freemasonry? The Jesuit Order controls high-level Freemasonry. And folks, get the book, The Grand Design Exposed. Do a Google search. He's got a website up there, The Grand Design Exposed. I forget. I'm looking for my copy, and I don't see it around anywhere, William, but it's a pretty thick book. It's what, probably over 400 pages.
Yes, it is.
And he totally documents how the Jesuit Order took over the highest levels of Freemasonry, how when you read the oaths and the different things for those orders, they're almost identical. So
Let me give it out now. It's www.VaticanDesignExposed, with a D on the end of that, folks, .com. So it's VaticanDesignExposed.com. At least that was current in 2006.
Right. And again, you mentioned the Rothschilds. The Rothschilds were, yes, they have Jewish background, but they're what Eric John Phelps, and I like his term, calls papal court Jews. Because one of the titles, and this was brought out by F. Tupper Saucy, who wrote a couple good books, Patriotic American. One of his books he wrote was The Rulers of Evil, I believe. Yeah, Rulers of Evil. Just Rulers of Evil, Useful Knowledge About Governing Bodies. And, of course, he ties in so much how the Rothschilds are basically, they're Jesuits with a Jewish background, because one of the titles of the Rothschilds, get this, folks, you who have listened to some of the so-called alternative media that blame the Jews and Zionists for everything, one of their titles is Guardians of the Vatican Treasury. Let me repeat that. The Rothschilds are Guardians of the Vatican Treasury, not the Zionist treasury, the Israel treasury, but the Vatican treasury. So I don't know. Can I give them a couple good books where they could go for the Jesuits? And then when we get back from the half-hour break, you'd asked about a little brief overview of history. And I've got a couple one-page. I've got a one-page handout, The Bloody History of Papal Rome, which I'd like to just go over because that'll give them an idea of where I'm coming from. My great concern, because every 50 to 100 years, Jesuit-controlled Papal Rome, and even before it became Jesuit-controlled Papal Rome, let's just say every 50 to 100 years, Papal Rome goes on a mass murder spree. And as I go down through these things, it'll give them an idea of the concern that I have about this love of genocide on the part of Papal Rome And that's why I concentrate on them more than the Presbyterians and the Methodists and the Baptists, because although they may be apostate Protestant denominations who sit around and do nothing and won't stand against evil, they don't have an office of Inquisition, which is now called, folks. They never dropped it. It's never changed. It's still in the Palace of Inquisition, and it's now called, by a nice euphemism, called the Congregation for the Doctrine of the Faith. And the current pope that we have, Benedict XVI, who it was formerly Cardinal Joseph Ratzinger, who some of his friends called Joey Rat, and the what they call him, the Pope's Rottweiler or something. He had five terms of 5 years each, I believe, at the head of the Office of Inquisition, now called the Congregation for the Doctrine of the Faith.
Or the Brotherhood of Love, perhaps?
Yeah, it sort of reminds you of George Orwell's book. What was that, 1984?
Yeah.
But let me give them a couple books, and then when we do the last half hour, I want to cover just a brief overview of that bloody history of Papal Rome, and if we have a little bit of time, we'll do a couple quotations on the Jesuits, because the Jesuits seem to be at the bottom of almost every war that I have looked at, from the French Revolution, with the Illuminati being a front group formed up by a Jesuit named Adam Weishaupt, who never left the Catholic Church, never left the Jesuit order. He formed his little front group, the Illuminati, so they'd take the blame for the French Revolution. From the American Civil War, started by a bunch of hot-headed Knights of the Golden Circle, another Jesuit front group that went down and fired a bunch of Southerners up to start a war there, to both World War I and World War II, fomented by the Jesuit order. So let me give them a book, and I'm just going to give them a phone number for it, because they can order it by credit card. If you want a nice little book, it's a paperback book. It's, let me look here, it's 206-page paperback book, The Secret History of the Jesuits. The Secret Histories of the Jesuits. It's written by Edmond Paris. He's a Frenchman who was born Roman Catholic. Edmond Paris, and the phone number, you can order it, and if you want, don't like to use a credit card, ask them for an address. It's 909-987-0771. I'll give the number twice, and it's Chick Publications puts this book out, The Secret History of the Jesuits, 909-987-0771. It's $14.10, postage paid, into U.S. locations. If you want a book that shows you who started World War I and World War II, who orchestrated and ran World War II, this is the book you need to get, The Secret History of the Jesuits. Fine little paperback. He also wrote another book. I don't think it's published anymore, but you can probably get a used copy, and I'll just give, you could do a Google search on the internet. It's called The Vatican Against Europe. Much thicker book, The Vatican Against Europe, by Edmond Paris. And if you want to be a super expert on the Jesuit order, I'm going to give you a phone number. You can get Vatican Assassins. It's 1,836-page electronic book, CD-ROM in PDF format. He also throws in another CD-ROM for free in PDF format on 13 rare books that all deal with the Jesuits. It's called Vatican Assassins by Eric John Phelps. They no longer have a paperback or hardback version. Vatican Assassins, again, CD-ROM, I'll tell you, I think it's $45 postage paid, but you're getting two CD-ROMs, and they also carry a tremendous book I just got, William. It's called Codeword Barbelon, not Babylon, Barbelon, B-A-R-B-E-L-O-N, and you, by P.D. Stewart, I think he's a Brit, and it's 549 pages, one of the best books on the Jesuits that I've ever read, Codeword Barbelon, and the phone number, and if we run over the break, I'll give it twice. It's 610-589-5300. 610-589-5300. That's their order line, and usually Eric John Phelps, the author of Vatican Assassins, answers that phone. You can ask him about the code word Barbelon. I know it's somewhere in the $30 range, but a very thick book, and again, one of the best books I've read, because it gets not only into the history of the Jesuits, but it also gets into their spiritual exercises and a lot of the nitty-gritty stuff, their, what do they call it, all of their little phrases and stuff, their moral theology, moral equivocation, and the end justifies the means, et cetera, et cetera.
Yes, sir. Okay, let me jump in right there for a second. I've got a caller online. We're going to bring her up after the break. But let me just be talking so that she can hear me. Alyssa, I see you there on the call. and we'll bring you up after the break. So
yeah.
Please just hang on with us. We'll go through the break, folks, and when we come back with our good friend Daryl Eberhardt, we'll also speak to our caller from California. We'll be right back.
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Are you one of the people who think, I have plenty of time, nothing's ever going to happen bad to me? Do you believe that when your cupboards are bare, our corporate-controlled government will jump right in to feed you and yours? Do you have at least a year's supply of food for your family? This is Kurt, the armchair survivalist, heard on this network. Survival Enterprises sells real food, canned for long-term storage. Beef, chicken, turkey, bacon, butter, cheese, eggs, freeze-dried fruits and vegetables, Mountain House freeze-dried meals, MREs, a full nutritional line, the British Birkfeld water filter, and more. If you want to prepare now, go to beforeitstoolate.us. That's beforeitstoolate.us. Or call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. Or you can put your head in the sand and be just another sheeple in the corporate-controlled flock. But remember, those who don't learn from history are bound to repeat it.
You invest. You buy insurance. You wear your seatbelt. You do things to ensure your family's future and protection. But why? Just in case? With the current state of affairs, ask yourself, am I ready? Preparation starts at SurvivalGearSource.com. SurvivalGearSource.com has a huge selection of vital products, emergency survival kits, gas masks, MREs, products for pet care, your car, home, office, and school. Protect against pandemics, all natural disasters, and terror attacks that can happen at any time. If you're not prepared, the last place you want to be is standing in a FEMA line. Invest in your future now. Visit SurvivalGearSource.com or call 877-231-1925. That's 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. That's SurvivalGearSource.com. 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. Prepare for tomorrow now, and for a free gift on your first order, enter coupon code ORACLE at checkout. Don't forget, preparation starts at SurvivalGearSource.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we have returned once again, and we have a caller from California, Alyssa. How are you doing this morning, dear?
Great. How are you?
Doing fine. Do you have a question or a comment? I really do appreciate your calling in again.
Yeah, I have a question. For people like me that are just starting to learn about the New World Order and such, how can they, I guess, delve through all of this type of information of all these leaders in our world who are involved in different organizations? I'll give an example. What got me started down this road was I started looking at the history of the Nazis, and one of the stories is that Karl Haushofer was the one who started Hitler's rise to power, and Karl Haushofer helped write Mein Kampf for Hitler, and that he was part of a secret society. I kind of forgot the name, but they believed that there was kind of a city of Atlantis for the Aryan race. And then I heard another story that it was the Rothschilds And then so how can people kind of tell apart or where all these different organizations intersect so that what they're learning that seemingly looks different is actually all intersecting history? Am I making my question clear?
Absolutely crystal clear, and you're hitting an exceedingly important point, Felicia, because as we go into our research, let's say there's something like the rise of the Third Reich and you want to find out about it, you really have to understand that the concept that to the victor goes the spoils, and the winning side often writes history. And so you need to kind of turn on your antenna, put up your antennas of discernment, and read several different books before you make your mind up on anyone. Anyone can sound completely convincing, but there is historical revisionism that happens on both sides of that particular issue. One, the historical revisionism of the victor, where they paint everything in a rosy light, and then the other side is the historical revisionism that tries to come in and unravel the mythology that was created by the public media. And then there's a third level of historical revisionism of those who try, like Daryl, to go in and try and get the backstory and try and find out more about what's happening from the background or from the top down. And so when you're going into that particular research, you are going to be, it's going to be largely up to yourself. You're going to cover some ground twice or maybe even three times. But through the process, and as you bring other topics in and other aspects of it in, you'll start to get an idea of who you can trust and who you cannot trust. But largely, it's going to be because you've had your nose in the book. Now, Daryl, can you give Halissa any ideas there?
Sure, and I've got about four of the books, and I can't think of it, by Anthony, not Anthony, but A-N-T-O-N-Y, Sutton, S-U-T-T-O-N. He was a professor. I believe he's dead now, but he wrote about four or five books at least. And I'm trying to think of the title, but it's sort of, if you just Google Anthony, A-N-T-O-N-Y, Sutton, on the Internet, you'll come up with his books. And one of them was something like Wall Street and Hitler, and Wall Street and the Bolshevik Revolution. And basically in his book, he shows how Wall Street helped to finance both the Russian or the Bolshevik Revolution and the big bankers in the West, in U.S. and in other parts of Europe, and also bankrolled Adolf Hitler. So there were a lot of people, and again, when you look in to the banking community, you're going to find out that a lot of these people are high-level Freemasons, high-level Knights of Malta. In other words, they belong to secret societies. They're controlling the banking, and they finance both sides in a war to bring about certain desired results. So some of the books I've mentioned, like the Secret History of the Jesuits, gets into a lot of the secret society backing of both Hitler, Mussolini, etc. But Hitler was brought into power by a number of people, and I mentioned Monsignor Koss, who was a leader in the German Centrum Party, which was the Roman Catholic Party in Bavaria, primarily powered in Bavaria, but also Knight of Malta, Franz von Papen. There was an industrialist in Germany. It starts with a THYSS or something, I think. But anyway, there were a number of people that bankrolled him, but it was all being directed basically by the Jesuits and out of the Vatican. Does that answer kind of the question there?
Yeah, it does. It's just like when I was, now that I'm starting to look into all this, I was just getting confused by everything that seemed to intersect but differ slightly.
Well, there's
one more question I had.
Go ahead.
Oh, one more question I had that's kind of different is the Bank of International Settlements in 2007 opened up an office in Mexico City. Does that at all have any importance in terms of the structure of, like, is that what they believe would be structurally important for the what they think would be the unification of Canada, America, and Mexico? Or?
Well, it may be, but one thing we can understand this, that nothing happens in politics by accident. Nothing is happening in banking by accident. And so what you can draw from that is you can go in and find out what was it that brought the BIS into Mexico and what have they done so far, and then try and draw some conclusions from that on your own
But to know the mind, the inner mind of these people is all, it's almost like trying to discern a trick that's being performed by a magician. Very hard to say. I mean, I could advance my own opinion, but it'd be nothing more than that. It'd just be my opinion.
Okay.
Okay?
All right. Great. Thank you. I'll listen to the rest of the show online.
Thank you so much, Hillis. And let's go to our next caller. We've got Sanders Lewis calling. Let me go right there. And Sanders, are you with us?
Yes, I am. Hey, how y'all doing today?
Doing really great. Do you have a question or comment for Daryl or myself?
Yes, I do. Thank you for taking my call, by the way. Look, here's what we're looking at. You're saying that the Society of Jesus, the Jesuits, have been in control of all the murdering and the evil that's going on in the world.
No, we didn't say that. But let me say this, though,
okay.
Because you're not far off. A lot of the murder and genocide and evil, if you will, I would prefer to leave evil off. They're good and evil on it in just about anything. But as far as the murder, the genocide, wars primarily, critical assassinations, anarchism, the rise of different kinds of government, much can be traced to that source. But no, not definitely, not in all.
And we're talking about the last 400 years. The Jesuit order has only been in existence from 1540.
Exactly.
Okay. Technically from 1534, but officially 1540. Okay, before that, though, it was just the Catholic Church and the Inquisition was... The Dark Ages was perpetrated by the Catholic Church anyway, so it's always been the Catholic Church since Constantine. It was just a extenuation of the Roman Empire per se. Would you agree with that?
Well, let me answer that initially,
sure.
Bill, and I'll throw it back to you. If we can go back to as we did have done on this broadcast and start with the beginning of what you can consider to be written history. Coming from Egypt through then Babylon and then the Near East and then into Greece, Rome, and all of that, and then into Europe, we can see patterns that have gone on for thousands of years. And to pick any one particular point and say, well, something bad happened here, there's no question in my mind, my own research, that the what they call the Dark Ages was largely because of the Christian faith, which has a fatalism, if you will. This is the way the historians put it out. They're looking for something in the next life as opposed to something in this life. And so there were previous religions and faiths and beliefs that were looking for getting all of their happiness right out of the existence that we have. But there have been various, like a chameleon morphing of ideas over the ages that from the standpoint of like the various priesthoods and the priest classes, oft times control is really the issue. And so we've seen it rolled out. There's probably been just as much blood spilled by the Mahomets and as any other group, etc. So you can go back and find, even Darius, the Mongols, the Huns. There's so many different places where you can find tremendous blood spilling. But what we're looking at is something a little bit more modern. But Daryl, your comments?
Yeah, we're mainly looking at Europe and the history of Papal Rome there. And I don't know if we'll have time to do this on here, but I do want to just, if we can touch on it maybe, and that is the bloody history of Papal Rome. And I've just got a very short rundown that gives an overview. Because the Christian Church got blamed a lot for what the Roman Catholic Church did, such as the Crusades. It was Roman Catholic Crusaders. It was popes like Urban II, Innocent III, and that called for these Crusades, and they just didn't go down and kill Muslims. They killed Orthodox Christians along the way. They killed Jews in Europe to warm up.
Sure. Well, hold that right there, because I know right where you want to go with that. But we're going to take a break. We'll hold you over to the other side, Sanders, and then or Lewis, and we'll pick you up on the other side. Stay right there.
Hey folks, it's Tony Pax from the Animal Farm Radio Show, and I want to tell you about the company Totally Wicked. Totally Wicked is the leading online worldwide supplier of electronic cigarettes. An electronic cigarette or e-cigarette is an alternative to smoked tobacco products such as cigarettes, cigars, or pipes. It is a battery-powered device that provides inhaled doses of nicotine by delivering a vaporized liquid nicotine solution. In addition to nicotine delivery, this vapor also provides a flavor and physical sensation similar to that of inhaled tobacco smoke, even though no tobacco smoke or combustion is actually involved in its operation. Totally Wicked's products not only help a person to regulate their nicotine intake and creates a vapor resembling smoke, but it also looks like a cigarette, thereby helping the user with the psychological and physical habit of holding a regular cigarette. To find out more about the great products that Totally Wicked has to offer, please visit totallywicked-eliquid.com or email them at info@totallywicked-eliquid.com.
How would you like to cook any meal using no electricity or gas and cook your meals off the grid? Well, now you can, thanks to the Survival Oven. The Survival Oven is the most amazing off-grid solar oven that can cook anything that a conventional oven can without the energy bills. By condensing sunlight, the Survival Oven can produce temps up to 350 degrees, cook delicious and nutritious meals, sterilize water, dehydrate food, and so much more, all at zero operating costs. The Survival Oven can be used year-round, even in the coldest sub-zero temperatures, and is a must for emergency preparedness and even everyday use. Visit SurvivalOven.com to get your very own Survival Oven. Order the Survival Oven now, and we'll get you started with two cooking pots and a recipe booklet absolutely free. At less than 10 pounds, you can take Survival Solar Oven with you anywhere. Call 877-642-1553 or go to SurvivalOven.com. That's SurvivalOven.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds of thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
And we are back, and I'm going to go back to our caller, Daryl, and go back to Sanders. Sanders, well, I so value you calling in, largely because you helped me to figure out whether or not we're getting a message across to you. But I also do this broadcast for the listeners, and so having been a frequent caller on many broadcasts myself, I don't like to put people on hold or keep them on hold. Did you have another comment or question?
Yes, sir, I do. I really do. I was just and making a point about it being the Christian religion that they're using as a front, as a front for their evil deeds or their evil quest, would tell me the first thing I want to tell you about is because when you ask any Freemason or any secret society member to tell you about their organization, the first thing they're going to say is, we're a charitable organization. Therefore, they're putting up a front of good. Now, the reason they do that, because they don't have to do that. If they just they wanted to, if they want to kill you, they'll kill you, and there's nothing you can do about it. It don't matter what they say. All right. The reason they do that is because they have to have a semblance of good. In order for their evil side to have more power, the semblance of good on their opposite side is what they have to perpetrate upon the rest of us. And that's all I wanted to say. That's all they've done. And now, and here's my question. This is leading up to my question now. And now it's completely making everybody disrespect Christianity, disrespect the cult of Jesus. It's disrespecting religion altogether. Roman Catholicism, the whole nine yards is being revealed as a hoodwink. Now, what my question is, everybody who's not a member or a part of these organizations, are going to get wiped out by them. That's their goal. That's their choice. They chose to make that way. What is going to be their religion in the New World Order? That's my question to you.
Well, that's an excellent question, and let's go first to Daryl, because I want to hear your part of it, Daryl. And Sanders, I won't forget that question, because I have done quite a bit of research into the New World Religion, and you're absolutely right. They always put out the happy face. They always put out the charitable front. But you have to watch that poison cup, because it's right there in the background all the time. Great call, great questions. Thank you for calling in, and let's go back to Daryl for the closing minutes of today's broadcast. Thanks again, Sanders.
Yeah, I hope it's not too simplistic of an answer, but the religion is going to be Luciferian. Let's just put it that way. At the top levels of the Masons, at the top levels of the Roman Catholic Church, it is Luciferian worship. It is worship of Lucifer, Satan. Now, and some of the books like John Daniels, The Grand Design Exposed, and that, when you read these books, when you read the books of people like Alberto Rivera, that came out of the Jesuit order, and he really was a Jesuit, you'll see that at the highest levels, these black masses and stuff that they do, it is Luciferian worship. The whole idea is to destroy biblical Christianity.
Well, even Adam Weishaupt, you know, made that comment perfectly clear, and I read it in John Robison's book, The Proofs of a Conspiracy. There has been, you couldn't do a better job, I guess, of destroying the people's faith than to make them question all of their belief systems. And so it leaves the people kind of out on the fringe. They realize they have a spiritual nature. They have a yearning to know about it. But they get nothing but lies and misdirection from the various organized religions, and that's a real shame. And if there's any sin out there, that's got to be one of the biggest.
Sure, and maybe the next time you have me on, we'll just do a brief overview of the bloody history of Papal Rome, and I've got about 12 pages of great quotes on the Jesuits to show the listeners why this organization was thrown out of 83 countries, cities, states, and states. By, I think it was like 1931, and they're mostly thrown out of many Roman Catholic countries in Europe and Latin America. So where did they flee? They fled to England and America. And I just want them to see what my deep concern is about this Jesuit order, and why I'm also concerned about the mechanism of the Inquisition and Papal Rome. And then once we do those two things on the next broadcast, then we can maybe start out with the war against the Albigensians and the Waldenses, and then walk through history, and as long as you want to have me on, we'll cover the true behind the scenes of what was going on in history. Let me give them a few websites before we run out, and they can go up and do some investigation about the Jesuit order and Jesuit-controlled Papal Rome. First one is Greg Szymanski. I'll give them an alphabetical order. They all start out with www.arcticbeacon.com. It's like Arctic Circle, A-R-C-T-I-C, Beacon, B-E-A, CON.com. Next one is Richard Bennett's Berean Beacon.org, and Berean is like the Bereans in the Bible. B is in Bravo, E-R-E-A-N, Beacon.org, BereanBeacon.org. He's got a lot of great books in that you can check out. Chick.com is Chick Publications, and they have a lot of good books, including the one I mentioned, The Secret History of the Jesuits. Chick.com, that deal with Jesuit-controlled Papal Rome. CTWilcox.com, and you may have, I don't know if you've ever interviewed him. He wrote the book, The Transformation of the Republic, exposes Rome's involvement in the assassination of Lincoln. C is in Charlie, T is in Tango, Wilcox, WILCOX.com. GordonComstock.com, he had a lot of podcasts of me on his website, and he was viciously attacked his website several times, so I don't know whether you can still access him or not, but Gordon, G-O-R-D-O-N, Comstock, C-O-M-S-T is in Tango, O-C-K.com, and click on his audio marker. He's got a lot of podcasts up there. SpirituallySmart.com, that's Thomas Richards' website. You mentioned about Bill Clinton and the Bushes all bowing down, and Barry Davis. SpirituallySmart.com has all kinds of pictures up there of Jeb Bush dressing the Knights of Columbus and Baby Bush and others. SpirituallySmart.com.
Well, I haven't checked out all of these websites yet, and I don't want to just give out an endless list because
I only have two more, and okay. I already mentioned, and I've checked them out. VaticanAssassins.org is Eric John Phelps. He has a lot of good articles up there on the Jesuits. Vatican assassins, plural, .org. And again, the last website is toughissues.org, and that's my website. And these websites, most of them have articles about the Jesuits and Papal Rome's involvement in various things. So, yeah, I didn't want to give too long of a list, but I just thought that it was important that the listeners, who knows, I'm 62 years old, how much longer? I forgot to mention that in the bio of me. But I'm 62 years old, I'm getting a little up in age, and I'd rather be riding my motorcycle and hiking than trying to expose the Jesuits, because to be honest with you, some of the reading about the Inquisition and stuff and how they tortured people about turns my stomach.
Yeah,
women, sure. Women and any children down to the age of 12 were brutally tortured by this mechanism that still exists today. They still kept all of their records on how to torture people, bring doctors in, revive them, and string them out so that they could begin the torture over again.
Yeah,
and
we can see so much of that, you know, coming along with Gitmo and Abu Ghraib and those sorts of influences. You know, we go back and we began this broadcast 2 hours ago talking about it being historically challenged, folks. And if we don't understand where we've come from and who we are and whose we are, then, you know, we just repeat history endlessly over and over again. Now, there has been a tremendous amount of information, links and books and things given out. So, folks, do go to the archives. Burn a copy of it down for yourself. Put it on a disc and set it aside. We're going to have several opportunities to discuss this material with Daryl in the near future, and so you'll be able to build a little listening library. As Daryl said, you know, neither him or I, you know, there's no guarantees how long we'll be around. This information is not the kind of stuff that some would like to have out there. So make a copy of the archive, burn it down, put it on a disc, and then add to it as we do more broadcasts. But certainly for the purpose of going back and jotting down, making notes, and doing some web research, and find out for yourself between now and hopefully sometime next week, if we can talk Daryl into coming back next week, we'll do it again. Between now and the next time he's on, that way you'll be able to get some more ideas, read some more material, glance over things, and perhaps come up with some more questions for our guest. And this is a very, very important topic. It is one that is oftentimes overlooked. It's certainly one that's quieted wherever possible. These organizations have ties at the very highest level of our government. And so let's realize that we really are getting involved with tough issues here. Now, Daryl, we've got just about 10 or 15 seconds left. I just want to thank you for coming on, having the courage to do it, and having taken the dedication and the time to do all of this research. I look forward to having you come back again. And the next time, maybe we can get to that strong meat and start going into this thing even deeper. But thank you again for coming on with us this morning.
And thank you so much for having me. God bless you.
All right. Thank you so much. It's my pleasure. Okay, folks, that's it for today. We'll be back again tomorrow with Mickey Davis. Until then, have a good day.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times you hear these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that if you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Have your house payments skyrocketed under an adjustable rate mortgage? Have you been laid off or had your hours cut? Are balloon payments coming due? You need help from MortgageFraudExaminers.com. To stop the housing crisis, Congress and the White House are pinning their hopes on homeowners renegotiating their mortgages. The trouble is, the banks are saying no 80% of the time. MortgageFraudExaminers.com can help you get the leverage you need to turn things around. They estimate that up to 85% of all mortgages are legally deficient. MortgageFraudExaminers.com can perform forensic loan audits and appraisals to find legal deficits in your mortgage. It's like CSI for your home loan. Banks and lenders suddenly start cooperating when faced with a lawsuit for violating lending laws or appraisal fraud. Find out how MortgageFraudExaminers.com can help you. Visit MortgageFraudExaminers.com or call 800-540-EXAM. That's 800-540-3926.
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.